Listen, y'all, a well-built wardrobe is all about the pieces working together, holding up over time, and that's what a Quince is all about. It's premium materials, thoughtful design, and everything, everyday staples that feel easy to wear. You can rely on them, and even as the weather shifts, you can wear your pieces. Quince has everyday essentials that I love and quality that lasts. You hear me? Cotton, organic sweaters, polos for every occasion. They even have light jackets that keep you warm in changing seasons. You know, that's what we need out here in Cali. And the list goes on. Quince works directly with top factories and cuts the middleman. So you're not paying for brand markup, just quality clothing. Everything is built to hold up to daily wear and still looks good season after season. Plus, they only partner with factories that meet rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production. Listen, I love their wool coat because it holds up so well. And if I would have tried to get something, that type of coat somewhere else, I would have paid so much more. And also, it'll keep you warm and not break the bank. Refresh your wardrobe with Kinks. Excuse me. Refresh your wardrobe with Quince. Go to quince.com/SK for free shipping on your order in 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince.com/SK. Free shipping in 365-day returns. Quince.com/SK.
That's three and five, four, three, two. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
Electric Angel.
All right. Welcome to Here's the Thing. We're recording this on Monday because as tonight I am hosting the ABFF honors. I'm trying to make a reel out of it, but they said no recording, but we'll see if they let me do a little recording. On the docket today is people being honored: Angela Bassett, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jennifer Hudson, Damson Idris, Sally Richardson Whitfield, and
Big
Ryan.
Sally?
Yeah, I've met Sally before a couple times. Sally, her and Dondre, they be at the Black Love stuff.
You're gonna meet Angela tonight? That's crazy.
And there's I thought you met Angela.
Oh yeah, I said something to her at the NAACP.
Can you tell her we love her in 911?
I haven't seen that television program.
I just watched it for the first time. I didn't know it started.
I'm missing one person. Let me look at my phone.
Had you met The Rock before?
I met Dwayne.
He's friend of the pod.
That's the one I missed. I mean,
Ryan and Zinzi Coogler.
That's exciting.
So yeah. So let me tell you guys, Angel and Josh, this morning, I pooped on myself.
In real life, shit came out of your body.
When you were walking?
When I was walking, I'm here in Beverly Hills. I was doing 5 mile walk.
Were you doing one of your inspirational videos?
Nope. Just walking. I just finished watching A Night of the Seven Kingdoms, Trial by Seven episode, which absolute cinema. I'm about 2.5 miles away from the hotel. Just about to turn back around and walk 2.5 miles back. My stomach gets rumbling. Which is not uncommon. Like, I almost always every morning when I know I'm about to go work out or walk 5 miles, I try to doo-doo. Because, you know, you start working out, walking, that bomb, them bowels get to, they be like, hey, man.
The workout's gone.
Yeah. So at the gym, plenty of times I've had to doo-doo and I'd be like, well, I'm going home now. Plenty of times when I'm walking, I have to hold it, but I always make it. So this is not unusual, but it was a tougher one. So I mean, less than 7 minutes away from the hotel. Okay. I'm coming down and I have to cross a busy street. So first the red light is red. So I'm like, let me just walk along the street that I need to cross. When traffic dies down, I'm going to cut across. Because if I just make it to this hotel, I'll be good. So, and you know, I can't full on jog, but I don't want to get hit by a car. I take my little sort of like hold it.
Hold on, you didn't want to run because you didn't want to get hit by a car?
Yes.
Oh.
Sorry. I mean, I didn't want to walk. So I get across the street and I'm like, oh, I got a little relief. It maybe went back in.
Mm-mm.
Nope. One little doodoo nugget. two little nugs. Two little chicken minis.
Two little bloop bloops.
Two little chicken. It wasn't liquidy.
No, it wasn't liquid. I went. I said, oh, thank God, I made it. And then I felt like, I said, oh, is that little, what is that? I touched my butt. That little doodoo said, I'm outside. I'm outside. I said, oh, no, Kev. And I think when I took that jump,
there's no toilet here.
I'm just joking. And I patted my butt, and that dude was like, you're touching doodoo.
Listen.
I make it to the hotel. Hold on, Angel. It gets worse.
I can't wait.
It to the hotel, right? I'm beelining for the elevator. I see Young Miami. She just finishes checking in. She also gets in the elevator. And in my head, I'm like,
you smell like shit.
I can't get in this elevator with Young Miami with doodoo in my butt. But I also can't wait another.
You can't wait an elevator cycle.
I can't wait a cycle.
You don't know how long it's going to take to come back down.
The rest of them doodles is out there. So she gets in. And I get in, I press my button, I stay as far away from her as possible. She gets off on the same floor I get off on.
Oh, Dookie in your pants. Oh, it's Miami.
Hey, Carisha, please don't tell nobody. I hope she doesn't know who I am because the rumors about me are going to be true. She's going to be like, I was in the elevator with Kevin on stage and he kind of smelled like doo-doo. And it will be. I did smell like that, Young Miami. But Carisha, please don't just understand. That's why I had to do this podcast and tell y'all first, because I got to get the word out. If Young Miami wasn't, I got to get ahead of it. I could be on Hollywood Unlocked. They're gonna be whispering behind my back.
They're gonna TMZ got access to the security footage right now, Kevin.
It was doodle butt. I was doodle butt, and Young Miami was in there, and I was just like, I smell like doodle. And I'm so sorry, ma'am. I cannot take the next elevator. I have to do, because I don't know. I'm still holding on for dear life.
Of course. And the other turds are calling for the one still in your ass.
The other one is.
Come on.
Dang, Kev.
I felt so bad for her. I really felt bad for her, but I'm so sorry.
How did Liz react when you were telling her the story? Because it just keeps unraveling.
I told from the toilet. And also, we're in a hotel. I don't like open-air bathroom hotels. I want the bathroom to be closed. Like this, that mirror behind me, if you open that, it's the bathroom.
Oh, no.
I hate that. The bathroom should be closed, and it should be wall.
You hear every drop in the bathroom.
You hear every drop. I told Melissa, I said, hey, Liz, I do it on myself. She said, all the way? I said, no, just a little bit. But I had doo-doo in my butt. And I was in the elevator with Young Miami. She bust out laughing.
That's the best part of the story, that you have been with your wife for so long that the follow-up is all the way. And then laughing at your misery of you being shitty draws in the elevator.
Not even draws. I didn't even have no underwear on today.
So did that shit fall to your ankle?
No, it stayed. It was in that butt.
Okay.
Oh, that looked good.
Twitch the cheek.
You still got a good sphinct.
So, but I ruined a great pair of sweatpants. I mean, just perfect. I had to throw those out in the dumpster.
Oh yeah, they gone. They gone. Oh, yeah. Well, at least it wasn't loose. At least it was. That's what I thought. No. I thought you.
No. It was just a little. Chicken mini.
Oh yeah, no. When I walk, that's why I don't do the canyons no more. Every time, there's one time I had to go ahead and poop in the bushes. There was nothing I could do about it.
I thought about that.
Can't.
I was walking like on Wilshire Boulevard. Anybody would have been like, is that Kim on stage doodling? And I'd have been like,
This is when you got to do this when you do. You got to cover your face.
Yeah, I'm going to keep drawers on forever now. Because now I'd much rather lose a pair of drawers. I got 40, 50 drawers. I only got 10, 12 sweatpants. Now I got to go to Amazon and get some more sweatpants. But anyway.
And you out there just with your butt all loose out there in the bedroom. You know, somebody would have tried to take you.
Somebody, I should have just. And when the doodle came out, I said to myself, I could have just called an Uber. But I never doodle on myself. I always make it.
See, what if you get a fan in that Uber, though? That's worse than Young Miami.
Oh, my God. There were some fans who saw me, but they were like, hey, Kevin. I was like, I got to go. I said, hey.
I shit on myself. Sorry, guys. Next time. Bye, guys. They would have understood.
His name is Shit on Stage.
Yes. Yeah. Wild cards, man. Happens to the best of us, I guess.
Let's get into this episode. The Patreon threw this in, and Melissa had talked to me about this. Angel, you probably didn't have time to watch it. It was probably too long. But Beyonce's former tour manager got hurt while he was working. So he was Beyonce's tour manager for 20 years, but he also worked other tours. He got hurt on a tour with Mariah Carey, which resulted in him not being able to work. Now his daughter was on TikTok and she had a very long video saying Beyonce should help him financially. There was a lot of discourse about this. Angel and Josh, I don't know if y'all saw that video, but I'm curious your thoughts. I have my own, but I talked for a long time, so I want to hear you and Angel, Josh and Angel.
Let me first state that the docket just updated. So I was like, Beyonce, we talking about Beyonce?
The video is too long to play.
So her tour manager got hurt while working for Mariah Carey.
He was her tour manager, Beyonce's tour manager for 20 years. She even made a short film about him. There was a meme. He was handing her something to drink, but he got hurt. His daughter said he was over due to exhaustion and he couldn't work. And also, I forgot this part, COVID. In COVID, he was unable to work. So he, you know, went through his savings. When he got back to work, he was on Mariah Carey's tour and he got hurt. And they basically were like, they sent him home because he couldn't work anymore.
I'm not understanding the timeline, though. He got hurt recently.
Working for Mariah.
When was the last time he worked with Beyonce?
It had been a while. From what I understand, he hadn't been, I guess during COVID, and I don't know if I'm getting this perfectly right. I guess during COVID, he stopped working, and I don't think Beyonce hired him back.
I'm sorry. I heard the same thing all in Wonderland. When you said due to exhaustion, I heard doo-doo exhaustion.
I did too. I was like,
he shit on himself too? It's an epidemic. Doo-doo exhaustion. I don't know what Beyonce got to do with this. People have lost their mind. He ain't worked with her since the panty, okay? Mm-hmm. And he hurt himself on Mariah's job. Then it is Mariah who will be responsible for the workers' comp or whoever.
Share some of that Christmas music money.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not about to go back to an old job and be like, hey, years later, workers' comp don't even work like that. Like you can, I think within the 18 months, file not workers' comp, unemployment against employers, but injury when you weren't on that job. Like what is people? It's just because Beyonce got a lot of money. She's like, I know you can write the check. It's good. What's her logic? Why she's saying
her logic is Beyonce? He worked for Beyonce for 20 years. She loved him enough to make a short film about him. Therefore, she should help him in this situation.
If he knows the Carter family, one, this wouldn't happen on that job, and two, it would never make the press. He would like if he were to get injured on that job, he would be compensated. So I wonder if he's just Well, I don't know. This is not even him talking, right? This is his daughter.
It's his daughter. She looked kind of young too.
I understand that, but like,
make you look stupid.
It's two different jobs.
I said your family members are always gonna make you look stupid. You know,
here's what I think.
Go ahead.
I think this, unfortunately, we live in a world, and I mean we, the entertainers, not everybody, but entertainers, we live in a world where we kind of got to like kill what we eat when it comes to retirement. We don't have 401ks and stuff like that. So we're basically, you know, freelancers. I'm not fully employed by anybody. I got to make my own way in the world. I actually thought about this before. If something were to happen to me, knock on wood, the people on this Patreon, they might feel bad for Liz for a little bit, but with, you know, like, hey, girl, but after a while, they gonna be like, I ain't paying that funky little five. Cam gone. He ain't gonna be making no more video for me. Love y'all. So we have to be saving for retirement, planning for retirement, insurance, all that type of stuff. But heaven forbid, Liz, she, and fortunately for her, she ain't scared of no job. She'd be willing to go back to work. The unfortunate part about living in a capitalist society is your retirement ain't guaranteed. Because even, you know, in the financial crashes of 2008 and beyond, people's 401k was obliterated overnight. You know what I'm saying? Their retirement accounts were gone, some never to recover. So in some ways, I wish we was like, you know how in other cultures, you just get old and then you go live with your kids and like, hey, I become your responsibility, it's your turn type of thing. I'd be like hoping that that'd be the case, but America is a cold world. It's a cold world. And we as freelancers, that the yes, it'd be nice for Beyonce to pay or Mariah to pay, but they are freelancers in a freelance world too. That tour budget, like they paid you what they owed you. And this is part of the deal we make, unfortunately. So I feel bad for the little girl. She's not little. She ain't little.
She's a grown lady.
But I feel bad for her. I feel bad for the man, you know. But I don't think that they gonna help that man. I'm so sorry.
At least that it wasn't gonna be this way. It wasn't gonna be through a TikTok video where you're saying Beyonce take care of my dad.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the way it was going to actually happen.
No, I think that makes it worse sometimes.
No, sometimes it does. That's why I say family members will do it to you all the time. It's the Ray J of it all. Sometimes you just like, hey, shh, don't say the thing. Don't say it. Because it do make you look crazy. Because then it seems like your family member is your spokesperson. Mm-hmm. And you be thinking, now is that how you really feel? Because maybe I would have. But if you think that I'm obligated, no. Yeah, Barilla. Yeah, it's just family members. God. They do it all the time. You know why? Because they don't be having nothing to lose. And they don't mind helping you lose what you barely got.
Let me tell you what I don't mind helping you lose what you got.
Put us back where together. Because you got up here. Now come back down here. Come with me down here.
Did y'all see Glorilla's sister say she the most money she had in her hand was $9,000? And the person asked her what happened. She said, I spun it. What you mean what happened? I spun it. That's what
Oh, that baby. That baby. She need a good hobby. She needs a hobby. Something, you know, something. Unfortunately, the hobby that she can't have is Blue Chew. Okay? Because it's for the fellas. And you already know what time it is. It's time to level up. And Blue Chew just dropped something crazy. Pow, pow, pow. I'm talking about next level championship belt gold-plated energy. Blue Chew Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. This ain't your grandpa's little blue pill. This is the 4-in-1 beast that's setting the gold standard for performance. We're talking two ingredients for blood flow to keep that rocket pumping, mixed with apomorphine and oxytocin to turn up the arousal and connection in your brain and body. Blue Chew Gold dissolves under the tongue and works in as little as 15 minutes. That means you can get it on quicker, stay in the game longer. Elevation without hesitation. This is peak passion and performance in a single tablet. Listen, the next time she sends you the you up text, answer with a picture of Blue Chew and that hard pain. Forget Netflix and chill. It's about Netflix and filling it up. Pow, 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 pow. Make life easier by getting harder and discovering your options at BlueChew.com. Please, excuse me. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew with code SK. Code SK. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
All right. In hip hop news, LaRussell went viral for saying that he was a huge fan of Lil Wayne. And as he matured, he realized Wayne wouldn't talk about nothing. So there's been this huge debate about Lil Wayne's discography and the substance thereafter. As you guys know, I am not a hip hop head. I am Radio Singles McGee. Tony Baker hates that I didn't listen to the album. I've never listened to a Lil Wayne album in full in my life. Oh. Not a mixtape, not No Ceilings, nothing. I've heard a lot of Lil Wayne songs on the radio. I've seen a lot of music videos with Lil Wayne, but I ain't never downloaded a Lil Wayne album, song, mixtape, dat, piff, nothing. Angel and Joshy, what are your thoughts on Lil Wayne and the substance of his music?
I will say he has some
Love songs. Russell.
Now, I don't know about Lil Russell.
Lil Russell and Lil Wayne.
I know about Russell Simmons, and I know about what's the Sierra's husband, Russell Football?
Russell Wilson. Love Russell's from the Bay. He reps it hard.
Well, I'll say this. There, he has some like hits where like lyrically he's great. And then he has some where it's just like, I didn't become a Lil Wayne fan until, what was that? The one with a Millie. Like like when he was back in the, with Cash Money, I wasn't paying no attention to Lil Wayne. It was all Juvie. I was like, what is Juvie talking about? What is he saying? This infant of a child that's rapping, because he was like 14 when he was with Cash Money. I was like, excuse me, what is Juvenile talking about? So I didn't actually become a fan of his lyrics or like his music until that one. And then there are other songs that I'd be like, no. But I can understand why he's considered like one of the greats. He's been in the game for a long time. To be rapping since you're 14 and you in your 40s now, like
he's 43. I saw an interview where he said he started rapping when he was 8. This is Lil Wayne. He said, I've been rapping since I was 8. I've been famous since I was 14 or 16. I think 14.
14. Yeah.
Yeah. 14. And, he was saying like the guy was saying that Lil Wayne gets accused of rapping about coochie too much. And Lil Wayne was like, that's what I like rapping about. And that's what I'm going to rap about. It's my music. If you want to hear somebody else talk about something else, listen to somebody else's music. From what I can say, unless I don't have I haven't listened to Lil Wayne's albums, so I can't, you know, from what I know, his deep songs haven't went viral or been in hits in the way other artists' substance heavy songs have. But I also don't think you'd have to, right? I think rap is an art form. And the same way a painter can be an impressionist or a jazz pianist can be a jazz pianist, music is the only, specifically rap music, is the only art form I can think of where people want you to switch it up, switch up the tone, switch up the style. You never ask, and if a painter's an impressionist, you let them do impressionism. If a person does, who's your boy with the fro? Bob Ross? Bob Ross went up there and painted them trees and them birds and them mountains and them streams every time. Every time I turned the thing on, Bob Ross was like, now with the tree, what you want to do is this here. Okay. Now with the mountain, I'm going to go mountain. I'm going to go some snow cap and I'm going to go birds. Okay. And Bob Ross, I don't want Bob Ross to paint a picture of a man's face. That man say, I want to paint mountain and stream. Paint mountain and stream.
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead. No, you can interrupt me, Angel. You probably only got 1 million left to catch up to me now.
Oh, sorry. I think it's the same though with like if somebody is if we were watching a movie like by folk, I think you can only get so many like movies with the exact same script by the same author before we're like, is anything else going to happen? But I don't think Lil Wayne raps about nothing but coochie. I feel like there's other things. And as people pointed out, I do agree. The thing, I don't be looking for deep. Actually, if you all haven't learned anything from me yet, deep is not what's going to get me to be a fan of yours. Exactly. Bow, 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 bow. That's not what I am needing. You know what I'm saying? It's about how you make me feel, okay? It's about, are you making me want to do science? And I, like I said, when he was with the group, he wasn't the one that was making me want to do something. It was Juvie that was making me want to do something. Lil Wayne wasn't really making me want to do something until he got a little bit older. He did have some hits that I like. Somebody mentioned Duffel Bag Boy. I did like that. You know what I'm saying? But as far as in like, are we talking about lyricists? He does have some great double entendres. He does. But I don't know what people be looking for. I don't know. I mean, because most of the rappers now, I don't like. I still have no idea why Future has a career. And if somebody could tell me why Future has a future, I would love to know. I was just listening to some song that he was on. Oh, I wish I could remember what song he was on. He's on the new Cole album.
The thing is with Future, he's a hood legend. For Dirty Soda in the Styrofoam alone.
Dirty Soda in my Styrofoam.
I was listening to that J. Cole album, and when he started on his, I said, Jay, why you put him on here? Why? Go ahead, Josh.
My thing with Wayne, I love his ability to rap. But it's the same thing to what I agree with Angel. I don't think he just raps about coochie, but it'd be some funny stuff. You know, I think he's really witty, but his double entendres are funny, but it's also like, it's not that deep because he said, Dear Mr. Toilet, I'm the shit. You
know what I mean? Yes.
That's what I need. That's what I was saying this morning.
He said, money too long. Teachers put away your rulers. I mean, it's clever, but it's also like, no one's going to be like, let me dissect that.
Didn't he say drowned in the coochie so I swam to her butt?
Probably.
He's a master wordsmith and lyricist. I got no problem with Lil Wayne. I think, and LaRussell said he wasn't even saying nothing was wrong with Lil Wayne. He was just saying that he outgrew his music. Angel, this is why Future is clear. Listen, fucking niggas can't
untouchable. Apply the pressure with the VVS. I tried a foreign like it was a Chevy. Lifting up and going offset it. Fuck a cougar like she Holly Berry. Future Hendrick Dirty Spike legendary. Dirty soda in the styrofoam. I spent a day getting my mind blown. Dressing up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Got a roll up, going up and gassing. Switching lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the ones that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in the movie, nigga.
Now, if he was rapping the Future stuff instead of that damn alien filter that he puts on his goddamn voice, it sounds like I'm listening to him through aluminum foil. I can't under, like, it sounds like aluminum foils on his voice. Take the filter off.
I when that video went viral, I said I never even knew what Future was saying until Unk started rapping it. I remember, though, when we had the All Deaf 1 million subs party in One Oak. And I was off some, at that point in my life, I thought drinking bad was pineapple and rum. I was off a few rum and pineapples. And I remember that song came on, Dennis, and the dab was still there. I was like, I had my little drink. I was like.
Kev,
I thought that was so cool. I was like, I can do it.
Kev, that's what outside feels like.
Yeah.
Man.
There it is. Why? I don't understand his words. I don't.
He's a vibe, Angel. He's just a vibe. He's bad bunny. I don't
got a Grammy. He got a Grammy for singing la di da di da.
Yeah, I said this is insane. I can't. He sounds like what I feel like if you're on harsh drugs, what everybody sounds like to you. Fix it. And he be telling him, put that crystal meth on it. Like, I want him to take it off.
Put that crystal meth on him?
That's what that filter sound like, crystal meth. Take the crystal meth, put it back so we can hear it. Yeah, I can't. But Lil Wayne, I can. I will always give whatever he's doing a try. It just might not be what I like. Okay, annoyed with misleading healthy meals, tired of locking in for another New Year's trend, Green Chef cuts through the noise as the trusted authority in clean eating, delivering only real farm-sourced ingredients. Trust every bite with over 40 clean, customizable weekly recipes designed to give you peace of mind. They're customizable. Every Green Chef box delivers certified organic produce and responsibly sourced proteins and seafood. That means avoiding ultra processed fillers. Reach your wellness goals with options like Mediterranean, high protein, high fiber, plant-based, and more, all clinically proven to support healthier habits. Take control of your health without the stress. Let us do the research, meal planning, grocery shopping, all of that mess, okay? Enjoy low prep, low mess meals for every lifestyle. Make your habits better for the planet. Green Chef cuts food waste by 20% versus grocery shopping and offsets 100% of delivery emissions. I have used it. You should too, because you will love it, okay? Head to greenchef.com/50SK and use code 50SK. 50% off your first month. That's 20% off for 2 months with free shipping. And that's code 50SK at greenchef.com/50SK. I'm telling you right now, you can buy glasses and have a great experience with Warby Parker. I used to wear glasses all the time, okay, when I was a little girl. And I wish my mother knew about Warby Parker when I was in the first grade, because Warby Parker is so amazing. There is seriously nothing that comes close on quality, price, selection, and customer service. And once you buy from Warby Parker, you'll realize how much easier they've made the entire process, especially with their virtual try-on. It is a game changer. You can literally try on glasses from your phone before you buy them. And it actually works very well. Because a lot of other virtual try-ons be feeling janky, but like the whatever Warby is using software wise, okay, it genuinely tells you how the frames are going to look in the fit. Okay, you just point your camera, boom, you'll get to see tons of frames on your face in real time. All right, they have a lot of different styles, colors. You can do prescription or sunglasses, and baby, you're gonna get all the compliments. Okay. And they have everything you need for happier eyes, not just amazing, stylish, quality frames, because you can get prescription glasses starting at just $95. But they also have contacts, online eye exams, sunglasses. It's all in one place, which makes everything so much easier. And they have over 300 retail stores across the U.S. Okay, it's nice knowing that that in-person option is there if you want it. Josh, show him some of your Warby Parkers. Okay, there he is.
Bang, bang. So as the angel said, their process is very easy. The virtual try-on is what got me knocking on the door, but I actually got to go into a brick and mortar. I went to a Warby Parker store because I also needed an eye exam, and you can also get it done there. So bang, bang, got the eye exam. They were also having a little promo. So I got some of these right here. These little clear Johns for my East Coast Philly Johns. I really like these. They're simple. They're different enough to stand out. But also, for the first time, I got prescription sunglasses. And let me tell you what. I'm new. I'm late to the glasses game, prescription. My eyes are getting not as good as they used to be when I was younger. But prescription glasses, when you're driving, I don't leave the house without these now. These actually live in my car.
So cool, Joshy.
Thanks, man.
Love
but
it.
Warby Parker got me. They got me together, and the prices were right. I couldn't complain. And I like the gray, you know?
Well, thank you for the vote of confidence. And Warby Parker has an amazing buy a pair, give a pair program. They've given over 20 million pairs of glasses to people in need, which is fantastic. They also take they cover by major eye insurance plans. So listen. Warby Parker gives you quality and better looking prescription eyewear, a fraction of the price. Our listeners get 15% plus free shipping when they buy two or more pair of prescription glasses at warbyparker.com/SK.
SK.
15% off when you buy two pair of glasses at warbyparker.com/SK.
SK.
After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. Thank you, Warby Parker, for sponsoring today's show. Yeah.
So, Angel, I wish I could collect this for you. Kevin Durant, they're saying his burner account. They're saying he has a burner account again. So I don't know if you know this, Angel, Kevin Durant. I know you know him, but I don't know if you know this about him. A few years ago, it came out that he was tweeting, defending himself from his burner account, and he forgot to log back in, and then it came out that he had a burner account. So now... And I don't know if this, I mean, he hasn't like said it's him or not, but he was in a, from what it looks like, he was in a group chat with his friends and somebody leaked it. And they're like connecting the dots between his burner, him having the same, header and starting the burner account on the same day, but it hasn't been proven. However,
what are you
does
saying?
Kind of sound like I'm trying to find some tweets. It does kind of sound like the way Kevin Durant be talking on Twitter, whom I love the way he talks on Twitter.
What he be saying? Let me look it
up. Let me find it. Hold on.
Kevin Durant. Oh, this is Evan.
Oh, my God. It's been on my timeline the whole time.
Let me see.
Hold on. I'm trying to find a compilation of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to see.
All right, here we go.
You found it?
One, he called Russell Westbrook a A triple double cocaine bear.
No.
He said he can't trust Jabari. I don't know who that is. I think he's a Houston Rockets player. To make a shot or get a stop.
Mm-hmm.
He called him the R word. He said he misses Ben Simmons. At least that nigga would give him the ball. He said when the Suns are his team when they lose, their Book's team when they win.
Wait a minute. Say that about his son again.
The Suns, when he was playing on the Suns.
Oh, I thought you said his son. I was like, what about his son?
He said that when the Suns lose, they're Kevin Durant's team. When they win, he was their Devin Booker's team.
Uh-huh. I get what you're saying.
He said he missed James Harden. That's a good nigga. Slightly delusional, but he understands him. Let me see anymore.
He called the Devin Booker and Vogel dictators, Stalin and Hitler.
Yeah.
And Kim Jong-un.
Oh, he also said about Steph Curry, if you don't, the burner said, allegedly, by the way, HIPAA violation. if you don't pass or set a screen for Steph Curry, you're getting waived. He said, he was holding Steph accountable in the film room and the team was looking at him crazy. He ain't tweeted in almost 24 hours as we filmed this.
Well, you know what's the best thing about this is the Twitter name is Get Off My Dickerson. I love it. Get Off My Dickerson.
Ooh, man.
Now, who didn't send the screenshots of the man's?
That's what I want to know. Who in your group chat exposed you?
They're out.
They're done.
Any group chat leaks that aren't 100% approved, they're the real offender here.
Is, you can't be getting nothing that good unless this is like, I'm just so pissed off, I'd rather blow this whole thing up. Like, what are you getting from leaking these? It's not like, it's like, oh, he said that, but it's not that like.
It's like he talking trash about his teammates and his former teammates. Like, I imagine everybody's group chat has some thing in there they wouldn't want exposed.
There's a lot of vulnerable material and self-incriminating material of ourselves that we throw in the GCs of the world.
Absolutely.
I just don't get. I don't get what you gain from this. I don't.
Oh, go ahead, Joshua.
Hot take. I also feel like KD doesn't care though.
I don't think he cares
because he's at the point of his career where he's just like, "What are y'all gonna do? I'm still gonna go get my buckets. I'm still gonna go get my check. We're getting hundreds of millions of dollars
to play basketball."
Now we didn't see that man's the hair on his head and his face. We know he don't care. There is a level of
He just got a lotion deal.
Well, listen. There is a level of I don't give a fuck that this man constantly lives in with this hair and with that beard. So I'm just like, you know, what's the point? What's the point of he gonna keep doing what he do? 1,000%. He gonna keep doing what he do. Like I said, that Get Off My Dickerson is probably
that's good.
That's cool. That's actually really quality. That's, you know, but yeah, that sucks that somebody with screenshots.
I feel like some people get lazy with the burners. It'd be like not Kev on stage, and it's like,
I don't. Kevin, do you have a burner?
No,
I don't. I can't. I barely want to post on my regular.
If you had a burner account and you were active, I'd be having to tag, call, or text you and ask you to accept a collab. I'd be walking out of the room like, Angel, I said that collab, accept. You'd be like, okay.
What if Angel had a burner? For
2 hours.
What if Angel had a burner and it had 50 million followers? She was just duping us this whole time, Kev.
I don't think it's possible.
There would be signs, honey. There would be signs.
If you had a burner that was active, I would feel so betrayed because I would just I wouldn't believe that you could do it. You get up here and finish that podcast and you be at the kids' school, Delta stuff, botillion, cotillion, events, driving and going to the snow. I feel like you put the phone in a black hole until you got to post a video. I feel like you'd be like, Marcus and Angel challenge.
She locks it in those comedy club things until the end of day.
Yes, it's such a time suck. I don't get to live.
Now you be on that phone, kikiing and talking.
Yeah.
When it comes to social media, get it out. Speaking of social media, Angel, I gotta get your thoughts on this. We ain't talked about this. Hold on, I'm clicking and I'm clacking.
When you get there, okay. Because you saw my baby skiing. Did you see my baby?
I saw him skiing. He was so dang gone cute. The fine man, Angel.
Oh, yeah.
This man here.
Oh,
I can't play the video.
I want to let you play it.
Because you got to log in.
He over on TikTok.
Oh, it's on TikTok? Hold on.
He everywhere.
Canon hands. Ah, here we go. Did the TikTok page pull up?
Yeah.
All right. Where's the first one that went viral?
He got one for... he's got a few for...
Oh, it was that one. Is it that one? No, Jesus.
He's always putting up numbers.
Jesus, Lord.
Make your money.
Where's the first one that went viral? Gotta be
there unless he pinned it. Did he pin the viral one?
Oh, maybe he pinned it.
Pinned. 5.7, Kev. 5.7.
This is not the first one, but it's just
the first one.
Stop, man. Stop.
That's horrible.
Stop, man.
Just never loses its shock value.
Oh, he's talking?
He said this never loses its shock value, Angel.
Hold on. Let me see the first one.
It's down. Keep going down.
He snorted so loud.
Man,
that eyebrow.
First of all, this person said it's giving evil wolf.
Yes,
but how did not... What you mean it's giving evil? I'm like,
because he does look like a feline. Now, how did he get his eyebrow that high?
It might not come down. I think it's just up there. Look at all the thumbnails.
Where, Angel? Where is the first one?
Keep going.
There's so many.
Yeah, keep going. Where is that?
You got it.
Hold on. I'm going to find it. Hold on. I'm going to send you the link.
Kev, you got to do this face and see how it does.
Hold on. Let me make myself big. Hold on.
Yeah.
Angel, you're...
I can't even lift up my... This is not from his account. I drew it in because I can't put my eyebrow up. I can't lift one eyebrow.
What did you use to...
I can't do it.
Oh, man.
All right, Joshua, you're up. Hold on, Joshua, you're up.
Hold on.
Yes, Joe. Yes.
Oh, man.
Okay, I found it on somebody else's account because I don't know. But, you know, then it continues on to them doing something. Hold on, let me get.
That's which.
Fine. Okay, yeah, John, here we go. Hey, boom.
the sexy snort.
Mm-hmm. If I try to do that when I'm driving, I am driving into that grocery store like that person in LA last week.
This is it. Yeah, Angel, this is it.
Yes.
This is the first one?
This is the first one. Let me start over.
When I tell you, this never gets old, bro.
Like, please, bro, please.
I see somebody on thread say, if y'all don't get this evil bobcat off my terminal.
Yeah, he does. Why does he look feline-esque? There's something about him that makes him look like a feline. And Josh, I think you're correct. It's like God accidentally yanked a little bit too hard on the scalp. And that thing,
or he tried to get a lift, but he's doing it in increments.
Yeah, because that thing is up there.
Somebody said, one of the comments said, it looked like God was making somebody fine. Then got a phone call, and when he came back, it's like, hey, what was I doing here? Oh,
well. the next one came down the line. He said, oh, no, not again.
God be like, hold on. I'll be right back. Hey, what was I doing? What did I come in this room for?
Which one was I on? 3218 or 3227? God dang it.
No, like a lot of leftover pieces. Like he was like, I got some like squinty eyes, but I got two different eyebrows, but we just gonna have to put them on. Like it feels like a lot of Mr. Potato Head just making different pieces together to make him. He looks so interesting, and it wouldn't be so bad. The eyebrow wouldn't be the problem. It's the biting of the bottom lip that he's makes me
only half of everything's moving. He only bites the half of the lip that's back here. And that's what's attached to the eyebrow.
Well, luckily, I was able to find a way to take care of my family in case of my untimely death. That doesn't make me feel like, oh my goodness, I got to do this, I got to do that. That's the reason why I can put away my phone. And that's how Policy Genius has allowed me to feel. It takes the ease of the gravity of protecting what matters most off of my shoulders, or makes it, I guess, a little less heavy, because it is a weighty responsibility to protect your loved ones, to make sure that you have financially planned for the future, because it can be overwhelming. And finding the right insurance policy can be, woo! But Policy Genius absolutely makes it so much easier. They walk you through it step by step. They have a licensed team that really helps you get to what you need, and not what's best for the insurance companies, but what's best for you. So you should start your new year with clarity and security and lock in life insurance today. Policy Genius is an online insurance marketplace that allows you to compare quotes from some of America's top insurers side by side for free. The licensed team helps you get what you need fast so you can get on with your life. Easily find what you need, coverage amounts, prices, terms, no guesswork, and just clarity. Policy Genius helps you find the most affordable policy that meets your need. They answer questions, handle paperwork, and advocate for you throughout the process. Policy Genius has thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot from customers who found the best policy fit for their needs. Truly, I cannot recommend them enough. I recommend them outside of this podcast, like in real life when people are like, oh, I got to get some life insurance. I'm like, girl, go on here, call Policy Genius, baby. Get on over there because they're going to get you right. Plan the year knowing that you've protected what you've built. With Policy Genius, you can see if you... you can see if you can find 20-year life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Hit to PolicyGenius.com to compare life insurance quotes from top companies and see how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Thank you, Policy Genius.
Yeah. I got to show you guys this.
Show it to me. She's so dumb.
When I tell you this never gets old, bro. Never gets old.
Asmund is it, so funny.
Hanging in the Louvre.
Me, Kevin. All right, moving on. Did you see the lady from HGTV get fired because she said fart nigger?
No. Why'd she say fart nigger?
Angel, she was fixing, she had like a, I don't know, some sort of power tool drill or something in the corner. She said, you know, oh, shoot, fart nigger. Oh, my gosh. Can you please cut that out? Cut that out. They did not cut that out. Somebody at that job was like, boy, I hated you from the beginning. I sure could have cut that out. I'm not going to. I'm going to make sure this is seen by whoever needs to see it. Because, yes, why? Who said that? Why was that a phrase in
D? I'm leaving it. If I'm an editor, I'm leaving that in.
What? I hate you. I want you gone.
Because I'm not going to be complicit.
No. I'm standing up for what I believe is right. And that's getting you TF out of here.
Also, like, you gonna make up these terrible ass phrases. Like, you could have just said the N-word, but you're going out saying the shit when it's not even applicable.
No.
Okay? I can understand if you're just regular racist and you just use the word when you see black folk, but you're just using it willy goddamn nilly. Ain't nobody there bothering you, and you want to bring up the racial slur. You don't deserve.
What is that what is the context of that though? That's what
Josh, I know. She just wanted to say it. She just wanted to say it.
She's trying to say it for sport.
Absolutely. It don't even go in that area. I'm trying to find something to show y'all. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up over here.
Because I had a doo-doo this morning. I didn't have my
That'll set you back.
Oh. Yeah.
The doodle had you this morning.
Yeah, but it just said, Nick, you gotta, can you kill that?
Oh, yeah. This old white lady, she has put a lot of prefixes in front of a fart. In front of nigger, is what I'm realizing. You want me to show it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
It's her last one. Oh, fart. What the f*** is that I just said? Nick, you gotta, can you kill that? Oh, my life. It's my last one.
One more time.
Oh, fart. What the f*** is that I just said? Nick, you gotta kill.
So she's been like, probably. Rehab. Is something rehab, I think.
I got to turn that off before it even comes on.
I think they pulled the show.
She's probably like, snow nigger. Like, she probably just uses any type of phrase in front of it that, like, doesn't even equate to anything. Snail nigger. Like, girl, what are we doing?
Maybe she's an addict and is going through rehab for saying the N-word. Did we ever consider this?
An addict?
Well, the show is called Rehab Addict.
Hilarious.
Guys, she deserves another chance.
I didn't think that would be white people for that, for saying nigger anymore. The last 2 years, you say nigga, you get a GoFundMe. They raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for you.
Well, she'll get the GoFundMe too, but like right now, she doesn't have the job.
Oh yeah, the GoFundMe coming.
We're at the first part. You got to get fired. You got to get canceled.
Hey, are you Game of Thrones?
Am I what?
You like Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Have you been watching Night of the Seven Kingdoms?
We watched an episode and said, what the hell is this foolish?
Isn't that good?
Angel.
We got to push through.
Angel. Did you only watch episode one?
Yeah, with the little bald child. Angel. With all Angel,
as I am your unruly cousin, go back. Go back. It do start a little slow. It starts
stupid. And it's also like... It's like, what, who, it doesn't feel like it's in the same series.
It is a, it's a, it's a novella pulled from the world.
Now we're talking. But,
huh?
He's in there. We're talking. He's now like, talking. You're talking about a novella? Wait,
you know. It was a short story pulled from the world. Please. I don't want to spoil it for you, but the last, it's not even, it's happening at the same time the game, not the show were happening.
So is it parallel? Is it an anthology or?
It's kind of like Rogue One in Star Wars. It's like another piece of story in between House of the Dragon and Game of Thrones. It's in between this time.
Go ahead. I got questions because I never watched Game of Thrones in its entirety. Can I just start this and understand it, or is there a lot of nods back to Game of Thrones?
No, there's, you can start. There's
something you missed, but you still understand it. It feels like a Mel Brooks. That first episode, I was like, was Mel Brooks about to come out in dressed as a dragon?
You thought it was Passion of the Christ?
No, not Mel Gibson. Hilarious. You old like us.
First of all, you're too young. You're too young to be doing this, Josh.
God dang it!
You two, yeah, that's for me and Angel. Now you ain't 40 yet.
Whoa, man! Iman, it's happening.
You put them glasses on.
I said now. Mel was in the Passion of the Christ.
Now you know.
Did I tell you last week throughout the day I was cackling at how much Kevin messed up people's names the last episode.
You guys. Oh, man, I was having a day that day. I was
Mercury ain't never talked about being perimenopausal.
Well, I think it get on me. I think that brain fog done got on me, Angel. Because I was messing.
Yeah, you were messing up a lot. I went home and told Marcus. He said, oh, y'all just had big fun in Baltimore. I said, let me tell you, our brains went bad.
Man,
bad. Oh so, my no, God! You said watch
the last episode, not the last episode of the series, but the last episode that aired last night. Absolute cinema.
What episode was that?
That was the fifth episode.
Okay.
And there's only six.
Okay.
Did you finish the first episode, or you cut it off?
I stopped paying attention after a while. I said, "What?"
So I can give you this without spoiling it. So the majority of Game of Thrones is about the great houses, Starks, Targaryens, okay, all the people we care about. Knight of Seven Kingdoms is about Sir Duncan the Tall, who's what's called a hedge knight, which is essentially a homeless person. Like he sleeps under the hedges. He is trying to make his way in the world, but it's about the common folk view of the Game of Thrones, not the other way around. So it's like just the regular people in the world, but it is good. And this last episode I watched this morning, it's great. I thought about doing my commentary on it. I need to. I'm just super busy. But yeah, trust me, Angel, as your unruly cousins, let me tell you what thing I realized about Game of Thrones. If they got George R.R. Martin's source material, they're going to be good. It's when they run out or they stray away from it. That's why the last few seasons of Game of Thrones fell off. If they stray away, huh?
He's gone?
No, he alive.
Oh, well,
no. They just sped through the material. He hasn't finished the books that the Game of Thrones series was built on. So the showrunners, David and Dan, D&D, they just thought what I thought.
Would you say it's better than House of Dragons?
Because House of Dragons, me and Marcus were not happy with.
It seems like this is like deep cuts for Game of Thrones, which I get because, I mean,
it's not.
It feel very different. It feel like a different show. Very different.
Okay.
It feels like the difference between ER and Scrubs. That's what it feels like. We all in the hospital.
Yeah. It's a totally different tonally. Yes, it's all different. I saw this in Patreon. I don't know what this is about. I need to do research. And I had a doo-doo this morning, so I couldn't research like I usually do. And I usually have the full day to look at stuff. So maybe on the bonus. Also, before we get to the bonus, we'll do the bonus on Thursday. Watch the Tyra Banks documentary, you guys. We're going to talk about that before we convene. I've seen some clips so far. Tyra's involved, so I didn't think it was going to be like bombshell. But there's some stuff that I want to watch it. But yeah, watch Tyra first, Angel. You ain't got to do Night of the Seven Kingdoms first. But
yeah, I get it all in. But you know what else? When I look back over my life, okay, I really begin to reflect. We were talking about this earlier about how entrepreneurs, like our retirement plan is, baby, you better catch a whole lot, kill a whole lot, and set it off to the side for your family.
All right, quick rest in peace to Robert Duvall, legendary actor. He just passed away. Lisa just showed me. He was 95, I believe. Great American actor. Rest in peace, Robert. God bless you guys. Patreon, we will see you guys on Thursday afternoon. So whatever happened between Monday and Thursday, we'll talk to you there. Everybody else, we'll see you next week. If you're not on Patreon, y'all ain't bringing nothing to the cookout. Y'all ain't even bringing chips. You ain't got to stay forever, but y'all got to come over here sometime and put a funky little five in at least for a month. Y'all got to drop some in the plate now. If you watch until the end of this episode, y'all at the party, you eating wings. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. I understand. If you ain't got it, we ain't like, come on, you going through hard times. We ain't saying that. But if you got it,
they got the five.
You got the five. You want Angel's kids to go hungry. That's what you're telling me.
That's what it sounds like.
You don't want Joshie to get married. That's what you're telling me. You want him to be single forever.
And you want Kevin to keep dutying on himself.
Listen.
We have those two draws on right now.
We'll see y'all next week. Everybody else, we'll see you later this week. God bless you. God keep you. See you in the comments.
Bye.
Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another thing of fire. Fire. Here's another thing of fire. With my boy Kev on stage, and that chick Angel.